job.
Hello?
Mr. Bundy, 9-0.
Far enough to know whether you want to send a message on a sort of Southeast Asia Baltimore speech economic addition to the aid program, or whether you want Bill to have the idea, or haven't you made a decision on that? We can get out of the Mekong meeting and out of Texas stuff and out of the need for equipment for an information program can be stuck into an aid program. We can get a good, solid economic package, but I needed to get some preliminary thought from you as to how you want it shaped or whether you want to make a judgment on that when you see what it is.
Well, offhand, I would tentatively decide on a message asking it be included authorization in the aid program, and that we consider putting it in the aid bill if we can do it quick, or the quickest way they can get it to me, either let them be aid or deficiency appropriation. We have to have authorization first, though, to do it.
Yeah.
And I would have it written as by socially conscious people, welfare workers, or fuzzy thinkers, as I could. I wouldn't let a general get close to it. I'd get somebody that would get good marks from you on writing it, and that can express themselves. And I'd consider sending it. Before I did, I would call Fulbright and say, now, here's what our people have.
Mm-hmm.
I think we ought to ask Frank Stanton to take Mrs. Chandler and this labor man from New York, Stanton, the CBS, that advisory board, and take a trip out to, they maybe ought to go back with Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
And
are they information advisors? Yeah.
They're information advisors, and they ought to talk to Zarnton, see what he can do and what he needs, and what else can be used. Tell him what Eisenhower's urging, $500 million for morale building. And Rooney and them say they'll give them some money, but they won't give it to them as long as they're going to broadcast what's wrong with us. That they don't believe in a propaganda war with the North Vietnamese, that you can be as unrealistic as Morse and spend all your time talking about what's wrong with Uncle Sam. That if you'll start talking about a more beautiful day and a lovelier life and come up on the mountain and we'll offer you this and this is what'll happen, and give a little optimism and some hope to them, that they'll spend that money. But they won't do it to these theoretical people that say that you've got to be objective, and except when you criticize the United States, you can do that.
We better make two different packages then, one on the information side and the other on the economic side.
I think that's right.
Yeah, because it's going to take more time to put it together. And what we'll do is find out from the legal situation whether it's better. I would think it's probably better to tack it right onto the authorization on the ground that we're going to be there a while, and the deficiency for this year is not probably the tidiest way to do it, but I'll make sure what they
say. I know it ought to be on Bill Fulbright's bill next
week. That's right. That's the point where it ought to be.
And that's the authorization for foreign aid. Then
yep.
The same message I ought to say, that I hope this can be put on the foreign aid authorization, and I would like very much to have somebody put it in the quickest appropriation bill they can,
right,
following the authorization.
Right.
And we're ready for hearings at both places. We're ready for hearings in both places right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then before we do, we ought to see what committees to go to and call down the leaders.
Yep. I got any sense of how much money you want?
I wouldn't object to 50, 75 million in information, and 89 or 94 or something on
aid. The information would have to decide later. Let's go for about 90 million on aid, and we'll get the information things.
Tell them justify 89, would be able to do it in the field that Lodge
right.
has testified.
Right.
The Tammany program, we don't need to say that. Let's
no,
tie it to
right.
his testimony.
Right.
Bill Fulbright wants to get it. Let's just use some of his phrases, make him go up and tell him.
Right.
Okay. Bye.